You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Co-founders of West Bend Festival Theatre, Brian Finley and Donna Bennett, join us. They're going to talk about their summer festival and their future plans for a year-round West Bend Centre.
Good Lord.
Very exciting. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
You know what?
Great to be here.
As someone who's worked here at the station since the earth cooled, I mean, I can remember when you guys started this thing. Did you ever imagine that you'd still be...
I'd be shaving someday?
Or that it would grow to such an extent that it has now.
It's totally exciting. We're so thrilled. We're coming up to our 20th anniversary next year. So this is our 19th season, and... you know, we look exactly the same as the day we started.
I've noticed
pretty
that.
Pretty close.
Well, Donna and I were together like in 1980 in Banff for 1981.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know,
you're like
Maurice Richard now. You know, a little gray. 2 minutes for looking so good.
Well, now the festival's coming up very soon, the summer festival. And tell us what are some of the highlights.
Well, it's going to be another great festival this year. We have about 30 concerts coming up this summer. We start with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat coming up in June, and then we go on to present some amazing shows. Tafel Music is our big opener, Tafel Music Baroque Orchestra. We have the Vancouver Chamber Choirs coming to see us.
Lovely.
The Montreal Gospel Jubilation Choir is coming.
Yeah. Nice.
And then we have the Donnell String Quartet with Marc-André Amelin coming. We have Hannaford Street Silver Band is coming. It's amazing. And there's more than just classical things going on.
Yes, on the popular side, we have folk artist Sarah Harmer coming.
Oh!
Really excited.
Nice.
Yes.
Mike's endorsement right there.
Right there, yes.
And if you like comedy, Colin Mockery is coming with his wife,
Fabulous.
Deb McGrath.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. And Michael Kayshammer rounds out our season at the end of
also,
the year.
Also, you're doing a Don Giovanni in concert?
Yes, we are.
Woo. Led by Alexander Dobson. And
fabulous.
After the concert, you can dine with the Don. We have a Saturday series called Dare to Pair, which features music, food, and wine with expert sommeliers and local chefs. And the story is all weaving in with the music, the food, and the wine.
Now, how do you guys put together a season? I mean, do you sit down, the two of you, and say, okay, we're going to invite this person? No, I want to invite this person.
Well, Brian leads the artistic direction for sure.
Yeah.
But we all argue with him for sure.
I have to prove my points for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But it does take shape years in advance, actually.
Of course, it has to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially with a lot of these artists who are booked and are very busy all over the world. And one thing leads to another, and it slowly grows into a season as themes emerge and artists combine.
And it's important to us to bring artists from across the country.
Sure.
To West Bend.
Now, speaking of growing, let's talk about what's happening next year, your 20th anniversary, and what your plans are for the future with West Bend Centre.
It's very, very exciting. Well, because we're going into our 20th anniversary, we thought this is the time to look ahead. We were very, very happy with what we've done in the past. It's extremely rewarding, but it's time to think about what the next phase for West Bend is. And so we took a good look at what we were doing that was strong and successful and still had more potential to explore. And one of the things we really wanted to investigate was more of a year-round organization rather than not merely, but just the summer music festival.
Mm-hmm.
So we've reimagined West Bend as a center for connection and creativity through music. And because that kind of identifies what it is that we really want to do, what our real passion is. And our real passion, yes, it's great music, but it really is bringing people together through music.
Mm-hmm.
That's our big key.
Mm-hmm.
We do that with our community. We do that with our professional community, with the creative things that we do, the music that's written, especially for West Bend and so on. And this is a way just to more or less formalize that.
Now, I know you both have been to Banff, so if you don't mind my saying...
Yeah, I was going to say, is this like Banff
this
East?
Sounds like a real role model. And something that's been so successful in Banff, why not incorporate that here?
Well, we find that a lot of the programs that are offered at Banff are really, really unique in the world. For example, we're starting a residency this summer for performer composers. And this is something that is not dabbled with. It's done at Banff, but nowhere else in Canada, nowhere else, very few other places. And it's those kinds of things we want to explore, these chances to bring people together to explore yeah, interesting musical things.
Now, Donna, are you doing any singing at the festival and in the future?
Yes, this year I'm singing in the Taste of Scotland.
Okay.
With Colin Ainsworth, tenor. Mm, so it'll be favorite Scottish
tenor.
Song.
Nice.
And we actually have Scotch.
He looks great in a kilt, too.
But. I bet he does.
We have Scotch tasting before the concert.
Oh, I'm sold.
And our local chef is a curry expert. And
wow.
Glasgow is a...
Sure.
Yeah, great curry.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. So will you have workshops like, Brian, will they workshop an opera that you've written or you know any of your compositions?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And certainly more than just me as well, too. We're mm-hmm. we're looking at other partnerships with organizations like Tapestry and like OCAD University, the Performer-Composer Residency, for example, which, by the way, attracted people from all over the world. We had all kinds of applicants from all over the world that are interested in pursuing this. So
we have a second venue now called the Clock Tower. We partnered with our local municipality.
Yeah.
So it's a small venue of seats about 80 people.
Lovely.
And so we do lots of workshops and education programs mm-hmm. in there.
And will you during the year perhaps be teaching or doing any master classes, Donna?
Myself, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. I do some private teaching and I run four choirs at West
Four?
How do you guys find time to do anything?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's what we want to hear.
That's the thing here.
You know, I think it's fabulous. I think the idea is extraordinary and kudos to you for including your community and coming up with
Well, that's
new
the important
ideas.
Thing, right?
Absolutely.
You have to have that community involvement.
Absolutely. It wouldn't be what it is without the community.
Yeah.
It's just
now, now, for tickets, you can call the box office at 705-653-5508 for the Summer Festival. Or you can call, you can call toll-free 1-877-883-5777 or go to westbend.ca. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for
having
us.
Our pleasure. Thanks for